Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another session of Read the Word. As we read the Word through chronologically in 2022. Read the Word through in 2022. That's a good motto, isn't it? Good motto. Well, here we are. I got the children of Israel. They're in the wilderness. God's providing miraculously with them. And they get the law today. They're at the mountain of God, the very place where Moses saw the burning bush. God said, you'll bring them back out here to me so I can meet with them. And when he got them out there, they said, you'll see. And we get there. Let's pray our opening prayer together today, like we do every time we come here. It's all right. It's just technology. Here we go. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, and I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Chapter number 19. Israel at Mount Sinai. In the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. They had departed from the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to God. And the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Verse 5. Therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Takes out the green people, not Martians. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Moses came and called for the elders and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. You imagine what it was like for Moses every time he got back to that spot where the burning bush was? Once you get a secret place with God, will you go? You'd be with him regularly, and you sit and talk to him, your father. There's nothing else like that place. I'm going to be a little reminiscent here, but my dad passed. One of the men that was around him said, I want you to take you, show you a place. And he took me to the place, took a couple of us, to the place where my dad would go and pray by a lake. As you walked up to that bench, you could feel the manifest presence of God in that place. Here's a cool story. A lady walked up and said, I come here to pray often. It seems holy here. Because my dad used it for prayer. She said, I need healing in my body. And right there on the spot, there was four of us preachers there. And we laid hands on her. and ask God to heal her inner body. That's all free. We won't charge you for that. Verse number 9. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. Verse 10. The Lord said to Moses, go to the people, consecrate them today and tomorrow. Let them wash their clothes. Let them be ready for the third day. For on the third day, the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, take heed to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. Not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whether man or beast, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come near the mountain. So Moses went down from the mountain to the people, sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. Verse 15. And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives. Came to pass on the third day in the morning that thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud in the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled, had it been loud. Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Verse 20, then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountains, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain. And Moses went up. The Lord said to Moses, go down and warn the people, lest they break through to gaze at the Lord, and many of them perish. Priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. But Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, set bounds around the mountain and consecrate it. The Lord said to him, away, get down, and then come up, you and Aaron with you. But do not let the priest and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. Chapter number 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Make that difference. Verse 6. But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Your choice, whether you hate him or whether you love him and keep his commandments. And he extends mercy to 1,000 generations of your family. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. you nor your son nor your daughter, nor your male servant nor your female servant, not your cattle, not your stranger, who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Many people say it's the only commandment with a promise. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, his male servant, nor his female servant, his ox, his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verse 18. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet. Remember, that's the sound of the trumpet that came with God, not from them. And the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they spoke to Moses. You speak with us, we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And the Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me, gods of silver or gods of gold. You shall not make for yourselves. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on your burnt offering, your peace offering, your sheep, your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you, and I will bless you. And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone. For if you use your tool on it, you have profaned it. Nor shall you go up by the steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed upon it. Interesting statement. Chapter 21. The law concerning servants. We're going to get into a time where the law is going to be laid out to Moses on how the children of Israel are supposed to function. Verse number 1. These are the judgments which you shall eat before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve you 6 years. And in the seventh, he shall go out free and pay nothing. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Verse 7, if a man sells his daughter to be a female slave, she shall not go out as the male slaves do. If she does not please her master, who has betrothed her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. He shall have no right to sell her to a foreign people, since he has dealt deceitfully with her. And if he has betrothed her to be to his son, he shall deal with her according to the custom of daughters. Verse 10. If he takes another wife, he shall not diminish her food, her clothing, and her marriage rights. And if he does not do these three for her, then she shall go out free without paying money. Verse 12, the law concerning violence. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. However, if he did not lie in wait, but God delivered him into his hand, then I will appoint for you a place where he may flee, city of refuge. But if a man acts with premeditation against his neighbor to kill him by treachery, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. Verse 15, he who strikes his father or mother shall surely be put to death. He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. I like that. He who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. If men contend with each other, and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist, and he does not die, but is confined to his bed, if he rises again and walks about outside with his staff, then he who struck him shall be acquitted. He shall only pay for the loss of his time and shall provide for him to be thoroughly healed. Verse 20. If a man beats his male or female servant with a rod so that he dies under his hand, he shall surely be punished. Notwithstanding, if he remains alive a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is his property. If men fight and hurt a woman with child so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished accordingly as the woman's husband imposes on him. He shall pay as the judges determine. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burn for burn, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. Pretty seriously laid out right there. 26, if a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of his eye. And if he knocks out the tooth of his male or female servant, he shall let him go free for the sake of his tooth. Animal control laws. Verse 28. If an ox gores a man or a woman to death, the ox shall surely be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten. But the owner of the ox shall be acquitted. If the ox tended to thrust with its thorn in times past, and it has been made known to his owner, and he has not kept it confined, so then it has killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned. And its owner also shall be put to death. Wow, responsibility. Verse 30. If there is imposed on him a sum of money, then he shall pay to redeem his life, whatever is imposed on him, whether it is gored a son or gored a daughter, according to this judgment, it shall be done to him. If the ox gores a male or female servant, he shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. If a man opens a pit, man digs a pit and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls in it, the owner of the pit shall make it good. He shall give money to their owner, but the dead animal shall be his. If one man's ox hurts another so that it dies, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money from it. And the dead ox they shall also divide. Or if it was known that their ox tended to thrust in time past, and its owner has not kept it confined, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead animal shall be his own. Wow. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, when you think about it, God is, by all of these laws, is instilling in Israel understanding of how to live that removes the life of Egypt out of them. Because he's got to get 400 years of Egypt out of them in order for them to go into the Canaan land. So that's why you see all these laws and rules that you're going to see. And there's 613 of them that they had to abide by. And we'll get into that as we go. The beauty is that God our Father wants you and I to know he wants to walk with us. When you hear the trumpets of God on the mountain, the trumpets announce that God has arrived with answers. That's what's going on all around the world with these truck drivers. God has arrived, and he's dealing with things. I have a post on my Facebook page. If you haven't shared it, go share it. It's a good post. Let's pray the prayer of salvation like we do every day. What's this do, Pastor? It brings you in right standing with God. He's the one that puts you in your mom and dad's womb, and it reconciles you to that relationship. So you have the ability to walk with God. Don't worry about being a Christian. Be a believer. Believe in God and walk with him, and all the rest of it will work in. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
You just say it after me, like Cicely Ansley. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe
in you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And just put your hands up and say, I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just think about it. God Almighty just entered you. A warm glow. You might feel a warm presence on you. That's God. He just came into you. Your spirit, man, has been made alive. And you're now in a relationship with him. Jesus just came into you. And his faith doesn't leave him. So faith is in your heart. You're a new creation. You're adopted into the family of God. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Say, Pastor, I prayed that prayer. And we'll help you walk with God every day. Because that's your only responsibility from this day forward, is walk with God. And we know how to do that. We call you blessed. We call your family blessed. May your February be blessed. You can always send us a prayer request. And we'll be glad to pray with you. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send us a letter at P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you.
And
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. Blog Talk Radio, around the world. You can send me an email, HG, like Holy Ghost, HGPreacherman@gmail.com. And we'll be glad to help you walk with God. Send this to everybody that you know, any nation. Grab the link and send it to them. And it'll be a blessing to them and to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Blog Talk Radio, if you click subscribe on that, they'll let you put your email address or text in there, and it'll send you a message every time we go live, so you won't miss one of them. Got a YouTube playlist that puts all of these in one playlist, so you can just start at the top and go to the bottom, and it'll be a blessing to you. Sure do love you guys. We'll see you soon. In Jesus' mighty name.